Hi, this is Dawn Sherman. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. I know I'm a little off schedule. What I thought had been a broken finger actually turned into a broken hand, which has turned into lots of appointments and some discomfort and a whole lot of not being able to normally do things that I could do. I've got a splint on my hand from my my palm to, I don't know, right below my wrist, or a little further than below my wrist, actually. Kind of almost my elbow. And they got it splinted and all the way up to where, which knuckle? My third knuckle. So I have little to no mobility in my left hand. However, last week, I was sweating it because when I went in for the, had to go for a CAT scan. First, I had to go for x-rays. Then I had to go for a CAT scan because the break is on a joint, my hand to my wrist joint, you know, because if I'm going to break something, I might as well break something complicated and weird, right? So there was a possibility that there would be surgery. So they, you know, splinted it up for a week and I had to make an appointment. And, I'm thinking a week is an awfully long time that, you know, they make you wait to see. But I guess in having a broken bone, it's like a week is like nothing to drop in the bucket. Because I guess most people don't even realize they've broken a bone until after a week. So something like that. I don't know. Anyway, no surgery. Yay. 6 weeks in a cast. Splint type thing, less chores, you know, which wasn't part of it because, you know, Flagstaff, this is another thing I want to talk about. Oh my gosh, Flagstaff has been slammed with snow, and talk about mental health issues, right? I mean, cabin fever, I think, is an actual diagnosis. I would be pretty sure it's in the DSM-5 somewhere along the line that cabin fever is just a really horrible state of mind to be in, and physical state up too. Like, you know, we don't have a treadmill or anything here, and I kind of wish we had a treadmill or I don't want to say a rowing machine, but I wouldn't be able to use that right now because of my hand, but something like that, you know. And but we got nothing. And so when it snows like this and, I can't get outside, I start going like stir crazy, like caged tiger. You know, there's a show couple back about being a caged tiger, and I still feel that way. I still feel totally caged tiger. And, today it's starting to snow again, and we're expecting like another 21 inches of snow or something like that. And it's just like, where are they going to put all this snow? It can only melt so fast. And I mean, I've yet to actually see the places I walk at under complete flood, because we just keep on getting snow, so it keeps freezing the snow under it. But when it finally gets warm enough that this all melts, it's going to be like, you know, like river rapids, white river, is that what they call it? I don't remember, but anyway, really bad, like rapids. So, I'm kind of in a weird place. Today actually would have been Christopher's 37th birthday, and I wasn't sure that I was going to do a show about, it's not going to be completely about him, but, you know, to mention him, but it just almost kind of seems like, I don't know, I was going to say sacrilegious, but that's really not the right word, but something like that, to not at least mention the love of my life's birthday, though, you know, he's no longer with us, and maybe that's what actually the segue is that, you know, so Christopher committed suicide September 11, 2020, and, like I said, this would have been his 37th birthday, so it's been 3 birthdays without him around. And I just want anybody who thinks that, suicide is the best way, the only way, the way everybody wants you to go out, that's not true. You know, people may dislike you or whatever, but seriously, only in, like, true psychopathic people, which we are not, would wish somebody dead, you know, would wish that somebody would actually go and take their own life or plan, as they plan for it, but, I guess some not so nice people actually plan other people's suicides, or they fake their suicides. But anyway, in a real, like, situation where somebody is bullying you or manipulating you or intimidating you to that you're not worth anything, that you're just, you know, crap, that you never will amount to anything, that you are just a drain on the world, which I heard all the time, you know, that the oxygen you use could be better used for somebody else who's a better person, blah, 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 blah. You know, I've heard it all. I've heard it all. I think I've heard it all. And, you know, it actually led, all that negativity actually led me to committing suicide. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad with time right now, but at least over 16 years ago. But I officially, you know, it's in the way back shows, but I officially died and, was given the gift of a return life. And, so I was very blessed, you know, I was very blessed. So it took me a long time to, you know, get Dancing with Bipolar, even as a thought in my head to help people. I knew that there was a purpose to my coming back. And, you know, I think Dancing with Bipolar is absolutely part of it, you know, to come back and make it right. And I've made some parts of having a mental health diagnosis socially acceptable and right, you know, because they're not wrong. It's not wrong to be bipolar. Anyway, so Christopher he successfully, you know, exited this world on September 11th, 2020. And the point I was getting at is that to do it is to totally not understand, because you're just in that darkness, to not understand that you are always viable, that there is always, always help, that there's a second chance, that though you may feel like everything is over at that moment, the following minute could change everything and it could get better and somebody could reach out and you could not feel so alone, and you could decide that saving your own life was the best decision that you ever made, because the next day or the next week or the next month, all these beautiful things happen to you that you never saw coming because you were in that darkness, right? Because it's hard to see over the abyss when it is slamming you to the bottom of the ocean. And it's, you know, actually that's wrong. That's a tsunami, but the same difference. The tsunami is slamming you to the bottom of the abyss is actually, like, yeah, that'd be the proper way to say that. You know, no matter what, fighting for your own life is the most noble thing that you can do. And I'm not dissing anybody who has committed suicide. I am just trying to encourage anybody listening to this to not complete that action. In the United States, you can call 988. It's the old suicide prevention line. It's just that it's a lot easier now. So if you are having a crisis or you know somebody having a crisis, you call 988. And it's like the mental health 911. You know, I've not tried it and I'm not going to fake try it because I don't want to take away somebody else's chance who really needs the 988 just for me to test it out. I'm sure it works. You know, 911 works, right? So 988 works. In the other countries that listen to this, I used to, back a couple of years ago, actually, I had all of these resources on the website, and I think it's time to actually start putting a little bit more time into the website and getting it back up to what it used to be, and, you know, becoming more of a useful website than just a place where you can listen to the podcast, which, of course, is useful for many people. However, there's a whole lot more potential to that website, and it's just since I've been in discipleship, I've had no time to do anything, and I mean, like, just disciple stuff and just basically keeping the show up once a week and minimal promotion and minimal social media and, you know, all that stuff, because my full focus has been on completing this, and, you know, it's coming close to an end. I have, like, 3 more classes left, and though there are some people pulling for me to, like, kind of just stick it out and see what happens, there's another part of me that's just, like, I just don't want to, so, like Cage Tiger, right? I mean, there we go. It's like I feel like I'm pacing continually all the time. And I, the only time I ever actually feel like I have any way to be my actual authentic self is when I leave here and go outside and walk and interact with people other than people that are here, people that, you know, don't judge me and have some kind of preconceived notion about me because somebody said something to them prior to it, you know, It sucks. I mean, I'm just gonna be flat honest. I'm super unhappy right now. I don't feel like I was told the full picture when I decided to do this. And then once I was in it, it was kind of hard to back out of it because I don't do that. You know, I keep my word and I hold my integrity. And even if I'm hating it, I'm gonna finish it. It's just what I do, you know. And like I said, 3 more classes to go is... it's a drop in the bucket in my whole life, legitimately. So I just gotta, you know. And then the thing with the wrist, I broke this wrist on the same side when I was 30, ice skating drunk with my skates on the wrong feet. Yeah. I can't say I'm used to this, but this is not unfamiliar to me to have this side down. So, yeah, I don't know where I was really trying to take this show. I know there was some other stuff I wanted to talk about, and, oh my gosh. But I'm, like, absolutely distracted right now. It's so weird trying to do the show from inside because I'm so used to doing it outside and then having the train come and giving me a break to, like, collect my thoughts and then, you know, another train come by and then another train come by. The only thing that's distracting me right now is a jackhammer, and I don't see anybody outside with a jackhammer, so I'm just kind of really confused as to where it's coming from. But so, you know, the same, and then, and again, you know, I'm gonna tell you guys that it doesn't really matter, like, if you have any kind of, like, people across the board are extremely judgmental. Across the board. And I think people may be more judgmental to somebody, like, advocating for a group of people. And the place that I'm at right now, which is another part of why I'm so unhappy, the place I'm at right now has some truly ignorant people about mental health and mental health diagnoses and how to talk to people when they feel like they're having an episode, when in all actuality it's just that their perception is so screwed up because they have no idea what they're talking about and they haven't done any research, and they think that just because what they think they're seeing is real is what they are projecting. And I'm actually so sick and tired of having to defend myself and just, like, the ignorant think everything that I do has to do with my bipolar. Like, they probably think my hand got broken because I'm bipolar. You know, like, oh, Lucas, she's the only one with a broken hand in here, and she's bipolar. Oh, then it must be because, yeah, I'm sure that the ice knew I was bipolar and just decided to take me out at that moment. You know, I'm positive that I just project this, hey, I'm bipolar, you know, even though, well, I do wear my shirts. I do wear the Jansen bipolar shirts, which are available on TeePublic. By the way, TeePublic, TeePublic, it's kind of hard to find them. Maybe I'll put the link back up, but, because it's at the Dancing with Bipolar swag shop, and the two S's for swag and shop are dollar signs. I'll put the link back up so that if you guys want to get a shirt and, you know, represent, you can, or a onesie or a cup or a iPhone case or I don't know, whatever. They have a lot of stuff. Anyway, but, you know, I don't think that. Anybody with a straight up mental health diagnosis, like, you know, like walk, outside and people are like, oh my gosh, look at that, that's bipolar, oh my gosh, look at that, that's manic depression, same thing, that's anxiety, oh my gosh, look at that, that's, you know, whatever. I mean, schizophrenia, although I guess maybe, I don't think you can look straight at somebody and go diagnose them. Okay, you have to see their actions and everything. So how these people are like just degrading me at every chance that they have to try to stigmatize me about having a mental health diagnosis just makes me realize how ignorant like a lot of society is about what we got going on, and that we as a group need to be as honest about our diagnoses as possible, to not lie about our symptoms, and to you know, be authentic and real about what we can and what we cannot do at that moment, because it changes. We know, you know, it is an up and down thing of what we are capable of doing from time to time when, you know, things happen. Like, you know, when you dive into a depression because your serotonin level is just all jacked up, that's not something that you just like the next day eat a carrot and you're like, oh, okay, look, I'm all better, my serotonin is good. It's not working that way. You know, and if you get manic because of whatever situational or, you know, some kind of chemical disruption or a situational thing that like comes up that just like, you know, knocks you square in the head, it's not going to stop because somebody gave you, you know, a Benadryl. It's not that simple. And everybody who thinks they understand it because, oh, well, I knew a friend of a friend of a friend, or because they've watched a movie, which I wish Hollywood would stop making movies and portraying people with mental health diagnoses as what they do, because they are 90% of the time absolutely criminal in their depiction of people like us. It's just horrible. And, you know, the only way that's going to change is if we start to make the change and don't give them any reason to pick that one fault that we have and just exacerbate it to a point that it's just like everybody thinks that's what it's really all about, because it's not. And we know that. So, you know, I guess what, you know, to honor Christopher on his birthday, which is actually, would actually be leap day, but, you know, anyway, so he would be like 7. No, he wouldn't even be 7. Anyway, whatever. He'd be like 6. Yeah, he'd be 7. He'd be like, nope, he wouldn't even be 7. So anyway, he's like, anyway, yeah, how about everybody just start being who you are, be authentic, stop trying to mask it to make people happy, because you know what that's going to do, it's going to make you miserable. And I just actually figured out in my own head while I said that what has been going on with me and why I am just so, I'm just awful, I'm just so despondent, I'm just so absolutely unhappy. And that's, you know, because when you can't be who you are and you have to be something else to make everybody else, you know, accept you, well, that's going to kill your self-esteem. So, yeah, hey, Dawn, be authentic. Be who you are. Posse, be authentic. Be who you are, right? Screw people. Well, don't screw people. Screw what they think about you. And just, like, don't make them your main priority, your main focus. You know, your main focus is you, your health, your healing, and you're kicking butt on your life at every opportunity that you have. And again, if that's just getting up to take a shower, change your shirt, go outside, get the mail, you know, take the dog to the porch, let him run, but stand on the porch and be outside. Those are all victories, you know, victories. Go to, you know, get yourself back in school, take an online class. You know, talk to somebody on the phone, answer your phone. Like, I'm terrible with that. I never answer my phone. I don't ever want to talk to people. It's not always cool, you know, accept the invitation, but have an out, you know, and, just start living, you know, like this living in the shadow of people who are ignorant and don't understand our diagnosis or our mind or anything about us. Like, why are we letting them like take our power? Why am I letting them take my power? You know, I can't speak for everybody, but I think I can speak for some of y'all. So in honor of Christopher, everybody, let's just be real. Let's show people what it is to actually be bipolar and how strong we are and how and up and down like they say we are. Because, you know, the more they say that to us, don't you think that when we see these people coming, we're going to change our attitude? Because it's like, oh, here comes that ignorant person who doesn't understand my diagnosis again. Oh, yay. You right? So let's kick it. Let's kick butt, guys. Let's do that again. I'm going to get my vigor back. And this podcast, I'm going to start doing stuff. And, you know, because this is my life. This is what I do. This discipleship thing was a year commitment for me to better understand Christianity and draw closer to God. Yeah. So, you know, we might be three quarters there, but I never sell out. So anyway. So happy birthday, Christopher, in heaven. You know, and for anybody who is considering suicide in the United States, 988 is your ticket. Please call it. Please get help. All the other countries, please look up your resource numbers. I know that you all have them. There was tons of them. And I will absolutely try to find that. I think I saved it in my drive when I put it up in great fear that I would lose my website at one point, which I did. But reach out. Ask for help. Remember that if you actually do successfully commit suicide, there's going to be people just like me who forever will wonder why and will forever, ever honor you. But we don't want to honor you in that way. We want to honor you in your life, okay? So, you know, stay alive. You don't want people missing you as bad as I miss Christopher. You don't want people sad about, you know, not understanding. You know, stay alive. It's just better. Ask for help. Get help. Reach out. DentalWithBipolar.com. I have a contact. I don't have a whole lot on there right now, but I do have a contact sheet. And you can contact me through the email that goes through. And I will respond. I will absolutely respond to you. The number's on there. My phone number's on there, too. I don't really want to give that out. But if you know, DentalWithBipolar.com. If you want to see who I am, I'm on Instagram at Dental with Bipolar, and on Facebook, I am Dawn Shireen Bernard, and I think that's all about it for right now. So, this is Dawn Shireen, this is my podcast, Dental with Bipolar, and hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.